Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17-10, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. By the way, what is that group? Marshall Tucker Band. That's who they are. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ami Kazar. Ami is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and CEO of Multifunding. Multifunding.com, right, Ami?
Correct. Multifunding.com.
Tell the audience what you do.
We work with business owners and entrepreneurs around the country to help them figure out the very best loan options and alternatives for their business and help them structure their capital so they can grow for the long run.
All right. So check that out, folks. And you've heard me talk about these things quite a bit on the show over the years. So we're talking about crisis management and how the fact that whether you caused it or whether somebody else caused it is probably going to mean you got to spend some money you hadn't budgeted. And, you know, there's a difference, isn't it, in budgeting money and preparing to have to spend it if you need it, isn't it? I mean, nobody has a budget.
Here's the thing, Jim, that a mentor and a friend of mine always told me that. It took me a long time to really understand what it meant, but he would always say, trees don't grow to the sky forever. Okay. And that's very true about business, right? So, and we see it time and time again. The unexpected is going to happen. And so there really are, I think, when it comes to your financing strategy, the defensive and offensive strategy. We talked about the getting a line of credit when things are going well. The other element I want to suggest is that, and people don't really understand this, when you're taking on debt, I'm a huge advocate of the idea of getting a loan with the longest amortization possible and the lowest monthly payment.
Hmm.
In a good year or good time, pay it off faster. But in slow times or slow months, have the lowest monthly payment that you possibly can. So if you're faced with a choice of getting debt, and you can choose, say, between a 3-year amortization or a 10-year amortization,
mm-hmm.
take the 10-year. And hopefully you can pay it off in 3 years.
Right. And of course, it depends on the asset. I mean, a lot of times with a bank, for example, all you're going to get is, you might get 5 years.
You can often use the SBA to get
cash. Right. Sometimes you can't. Yes, exactly. No, it's not that you can't get that. But you're exactly right. Another thing that I think I see people doing is, and this is what helps contribute to a crisis, is they use their operating cash to pay cash for something that they should have financed for 3 years.
Absolutely.
Now, everybody admires you if you own your computer outright. But if you spend $1,000 of your cash to pay for that, there's a guy on the radio who will remain nameless, who hates debt. And he tells people, never borrow money, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? If you're a small business owner, you need to borrow money because your operating cash is too precious to be used for buying capital items or things you can finance or lease. What do you think of me?
Oh, I agree, and I'm going to ask you a question now, Jim, and because I think it's an important word. That's called leverage.
Yeah, right?
So
yeah.
You want to try to leverage your business, but sometimes I think when people hear the word leverage, it has a negative connotation to it.
Yep.
Where they think that
I like that word. I love that word. I think that when I think words lever, all I want to know is, do I have it or do you have it?
I know, but how do we help or come up with a word to help business owners learn and understand that leverage is not a dirty word?
I call it capital strategy, capitalization strategy. That's what I've always called it. Is I tell my audience, you need to have a capitalization strategy, and what that means is that you've got so much cash coming into your business in a year's time, and it's got to pay vendors, it's got to pay the rent, it's got to pay the utilities, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever is left over and whatever is churning, some of that can make payments, some of it can make lease payments, some of it can stay in the business. But the thing is you have to have a strategy that helps you manage all of that cash, because that's the lifeblood of your business, isn't it?
It is. And people don't understand it. So
for example, if you're buying a truck, if the Ford or GM or whoever, a Dodge place, if they'll finance that truck for you, let them do it. Don't ask your bank for that money. Borrow money from your bank for things that GM and Ford Motor Company won't do for you.
Yeah, that's partially true, but the flip side of that is often the bank will offer you a lower rate than...
I don't care. I don't care. No, if Ford will finance my truck at a high point more than my bank, then I'm going to let them do it. Because that means I get that debt. I get that debt off of the bank's balance, off the bank's records.
Yeah, but the bank's also going to see it in your credit report.
I don't mind them seeing it. This is all part of the capitalization strategy.
Correct.
You might do something a little bit that you might not do otherwise. For example, don't forsake your bank who's been with you all this time. Just because somebody else gives you a quarter point lower. All right, ladies, I got to take a quick break. Right back with Amit Kazar. His book is, his website is multifunding.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.